Okay, welcome in. It has been a day. And as you can tell in my voice, it's a little bit of pollen. But it's been a great day in Augusta. And a great day at Augusta National Golf Club at the Masters. Wow. A lot of changes that happened today. A lot of things went down. What we want to do is get right to it, because we have the interview post-round with Rory McIlroy as well as Cameron Young. I want you to hear both of them, and we're going to play them back-to-back in their entirety. No interruption. And then I'll have a couple of closing thoughts leading into Sunday in Augusta for the final round of the 2026 90th Masters. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Here we go.
Cam, welcome back.
Thank you.
To the interview room here. And what does it feel like to have shot your best round ever at Augusta National?
It feels pretty good. I mean, it's a place that I love. I've been fortunate enough to play. This is my fifth Masters, and you know, every time I come back, it's a special place to be. And you know, a Saturday 65 is not something I can complain about.
Wow, I hope not.
Yeah,
you look in good shape. Let me turn it over to the group here and see. Let me start right here, please.
Hey, Cam. I'm just curious if you can put into perspective kind of your growth from the Wyndham win to now, you know, with the way you played at Bethpage and with last month at the Players, and kind of where you're at it now with confidence wise.
I think it's been a slow climb. I mean, the hardest thing to do, I think, is develop some confidence when things aren't going great. And, you know, through the middle of last year, I was able to take some positives out of some average results and out of some close calls. You know, I think back to the Canadian Open, had a chance to win and made bogey on the last, you know, hitting as good of a shot as I could have. And, you know, there's a few instances like that where I feel that I was able to take some confidence from results that weren't necessarily what I wanted. And, you know, then the results started to turn around and, you know, won Wyndham and played well at the Ryder Cup. And things have kind of snowballed a little bit from there. So it started, you know, with some really small things. And now I feel, you know, just a much more comfortable, I would say, than before. You know, it's hard to say exactly what it is, but I feel like it's just been very small things over the course of the last year or so that have, you know, just built up some steam, and I feel, you know, very comfortable with my game.
Just follow quick. What's your philosophy on, or your mindset on looking ahead at what might be tomorrow? I mean, obviously it would be, you know, the greatest victory of your life. So
yeah, I'll probably give myself some time to think about it right now, you know, for the next 30 minutes or so. And then after that, it's a kind of a battle of managing how you want to react to those things. And to me, it's just a matter of going right back to how am I going to run my day tomorrow? What time am I going to get here so I can eat, so I can go see the physio? It's just going to be back to my routine. And that's kind of what I'll lean on tomorrow.
Chris?
Cam, I won't ask you what church you're going to tomorrow, but do you have a mass time in mind? And if you're going to be in the final group, or at least the penultimate group, do you think it's going to be difficult to go undetected tomorrow in church?
It might, but it's not going to stop us, I don't think. I don't know where we're going to go yet, but we'll find somewhere and take the kids. We'll be out in full force just like usual.
And then were you feeling the love out there kind of down the stretch? And do you think there's a chance tomorrow that, even though Rory won last year, you might be the fan favorite here?
I don't get the sense I'll be the fan favorite, but yeah, I feel like the support, you know, some fans that cheer for me have gotten louder over the last year. And, you know, it will still be lopsided. I think Rory's, you know, kind of a world favorite in the golf world. And, but you know, a year ago, if I'd been in the same situation, there would have been very little, and now there's probably a little more, so I'll take what I can get, and I'll be happy with that.
William?
I wondered if you could shed light on your mentality during that stretch, 5, 6, 7 on Thursday with three straight bogeys, and how you kind of kept yourself in it, and if there was potentially a spark after that during the first round.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, this place is difficult, and I really didn't hit many bad shots through that stretch. It's very tricky, and if your judgment's a little off, your execution's a little off, never mind if they're kind of off in the same direction, you can get in some tricky spots, and really that's all that happened. I didn't hit any terrible shots through that stretch, and, you know, just kind of missed an 8-footer for par a few times in a row, and so physically, mentally, nothing really different, just, you know, you're going to make some bogeys at some point, and a lot of mine happened to come in those first seven holes.
Robbie?
Cameron, 16 to 18 greens today. What was working with your ball striking, and then also kind of how, when you're hitting it that well at a place like this, do you remind yourself to stay patient and not get overly aggressive? It seemed like you were able to continue to fire at the correct portion of greens, even when you're feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're playing that well, it's a really nice opportunity to make it as easy as you can. There's no reason to take, you know, any unnecessary risk when, if you're hitting it well, you're going to have opportunities. You know, if you hit it to 20 feet all day, you're going to make a couple. And if you're aiming 20 feet, 25 feet all day, you're going to hit a couple closer than you mean to. So to me, I really just took the opportunity to try to make sure I had those opportunities. And yeah, I mean, you just are constantly aware of the fact that this place can bite you. So to me, it's just a really, really clear mandate that, you know, an easy par is never bad. And if you're playing that well, you're going to back your way into some birdies at some point. And, you know, I probably made one or two more than I was owed today with a chip in and, you know, mistake on 13 ended up making birdie there. So, yeah, it's just one of those times. If you're hitting it well, make it easy on yourself.
Ian, did you have a question?
Yes. Cameron, how much do you think what you were able to do Sunday at the Players' Championship down the stretch will help you tomorrow on this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I said it, I think, in my press conference afterward that really what I was trying to do was get ready to be playing late on Sunday in Augusta. And, you know, now I'm here with what will be a late tee time on Sunday in Augusta, and that's the best prep I could have asked for. You know, I'll try to run much the same process, same mindset as I did that day. I remember I did a great job of just staying where I was, knowing that everybody's going to do some different things throughout the day. You know, at some point, most people are going to go on a run and most people are going to make a bogey or two. So there's, you know, there's no saying when that'll be for me, but at the end of the day, you just have to stay kind of in your lane and, you know, play the best golf you can and see where you are with a couple holes to go. You know, there's not really much that you can change before then.
Michael.
Thank you so much. Cam, can you give us a sense of what the greens are actually like? Because they look sort of brown and crispy and British Open-y, but I'm not sure if they're actually playing that way or not.
Yeah, I mean, they're quite firm. A lot of it just depends on, you know, what slope your ball lands on, what direction the wind's going, whether you've hit a full shot or not. So it's very shot-to-shot dependent. I mean, they are firm, but there are places where it'll stop. If you're a little bit into the wind and you're hitting a full wedge, it'll stop. So it's, you know, I think they're really nice in the sense that they were really consistent today to me. And I feel like that allows you to, you know, make some shots when you're going to get a predictable bounce based on what shot you hit. So for the most part, I feel like we did a good job of judging that. And, you know, they are fast, but they're not the fastest I've ever seen them. So I feel like I've actually had a couple putts here and there where I've been able to just hit a putt and you're not constantly, you know, putting with a little bit of hesitation just because they are so fast.
Thank you.
Brody, please.
Yeah, I'm curious if having three kids under five ever kind of helps you deal with maybe stressful situations on a golf course or kind of stay patient out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a direct, directly helpful, but it's the biggest thing for me is the fact that it's great to have them out on the road with me. You know, I love going home and seeing everybody after whatever day it is. You know, I'd rather go home and see them after a great day, but just having them out on the road is awesome for me. I love having them out and being able to have a more normal job. I mean, instead of saying goodbye for 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is, you know, I go work a long day, but I was with them this morning and I will see them tonight. So it's nice doing that. And yeah, things definitely can be stressful at times, but you know, they're very, very different parts of life for me.
Jerry.
Cam, can you take us through four? Did you misjudge the tee shot in any way? And then on the chip, was there a particular distance that would have made you happy if it hadn't gone in?
Yeah. Yeah, we misjudged it a little bit, but I mean, I kind of just hit the wrong shot. I hit a kind of a lower shot, and those just are going to bounce. There was a little bit more downwind than we thought. So kind of everything just added up to that one, you know, bouncing and rolling much farther than we anticipated. But yeah, I mean, the pitch, it's not the most difficult pitch out here. It's not one that has to trickle over that slope like there are so many of those out here. So, you know, I was trying to get it close, and I think I hit it. It was probably going to go 6 feet by, but, you know, it was going softly enough just because the greens are quick that, you know, it hit the flag stick and went in.
Down.
And the last two Players Championship winners have also followed that up with a win here. How do you feel about the position you've put yourself in going into the final round, and what would it mean to if tomorrow ends with you wearing the iconic green jacket?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be an incredible day. It's something I've dreamed of doing for a long time. But, yeah, I mean, I like the position I'm in. If you had said on Thursday at about noon that I was going to be within a couple of the lead going into Sunday, I would have taken it in a heartbeat, especially given the fact that I was watching Rory play. So, anytime you're around the lead in a major, especially here, anything can happen. And, you know, we saw today a slow start and a hot start can erase a lot. So it's just kind of a matter of, I think, keeping myself in it tomorrow and you know, doing the best I can to stay around the lead for as long as possible, and you see what happens at the end.
James?
Cam, can you talk about, did you feel you got a good break on 13? What was your reaction as you saw the ball going that way? And then talk about the shot on 15.
Yeah, 13, the tee shot, is a great break. I mean, the only break better than that is if it had hit nothing and carried the water over there. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you hit it left over there, you're just praying that it goes in the hazard and somebody sees it, because anything left of there is probably lost ball. So, yeah, for that ball to end up somewhere that I could hit it, never mind have just kind of a standard 6-iron to the middle of the green, was very fortunate. It's one of those times that it really keeps your round going. And then 15, I just hit the first wedge a little bit too softly. I didn't necessarily mishit it, but these greens are firm, like I said, and, you know, you don't want to be over that green. And unfortunately, I just made the mistake of being kind of too conservative on that end and, you know, not carrying the water. But then going back there, I mean, I knew what it was going to do the second time, so I felt that was easier than going anywhere else and, you know, hit the shot I intended to the first time.
If I could just follow up, what was your decision there? You could have gone up. Why did you choose to drop it?
Just because at that point I knew how hard to swing. I felt like it was just a pretty easy shot the second time. You know, there's not as much guesswork, and I liked where I was in the first place. I didn't think it was that hard of a shot to begin with. I just happened to hit a bad one and, you know, more importantly, followed it up with a good one and made the putt and moved on.
Kevin, I think we've got a couple of more questions. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, Kim, I was going to ask about 13, but I want to ask about 9. You hit it a little long and hit a patron and kind of came back on the green. I wonder just when you have a day when you're, Kim, like the breaks are kind of going your way in some sense.
Yeah.
Does it feel like, man, maybe like I just can, I don't know, just it's going to be a good day for me. When that happens as a professional golfer, what does that feel like?
Yeah, I mean, you'll take anything you can get. I mean, we all get enough bad breaks. You're bound to get some good ones, and you're bound to get, you know, 2 or 3 good ones in a day. So I feel like, not that I'm owed anything, but when they do start going your way, just take them and keep going, because they're not always going to. And, you know, on 9, I don't know exactly what that shot did. I'm still a bit confused. Just, I think we actually had the wind going 180 degrees the wrong direction. But yeah, I mean, if you do hit it long there, I hate to say it, but the people are right there. The farthest it's going to get over the green is about 12 feet, and that's just not a bad place. So If anything, I was kind of erring on the side of trying to get it back there, and obviously I succeeded. So it's just one of those times, you know, you'd take your break, two putt, go to 10.
Marty?
Cameron, why are you better equipped for this moment than ever before?
I think it goes back to what I said earlier about just a very slow buildup of tools and confidence to deal with whatever comes next. I feel that I've gotten a lot better at just being present in what I'm doing. And out here, that's so much of the battle. You know, you're going to get good breaks, you're going to get bad ones, you're going to hit a bad shot or two. And, you know, the ability to just swallow it and move on and go hit your next shot, you know, the emotions of it, the frustration, whatever it may be, I think this place really punishes you if you play angry or impatient. And when something goes wrong, those are the things that you kind of naturally want to be. So it's fighting, you know, those, you know, natural inclinations toward those feelings and not letting it affect your decision-making, your execution for another shot.
Max, you got the last question back there.
Cam, it took you a few years to get in the winner's circle on the PGA Tour. Now that that has happened, has some of the pressure or your career goals now shifted to finally winning a major championship?
Not particularly. I feel like the pressure that I put on myself has been plenty throughout my career. And whatever additional there would have been from, you know, I don't even know who else to win a tournament, it's not greater than what I'm, you know, putting on myself. So, yes, it's great to have won. It's great to have won again. But that guarantees me absolutely nothing moving forward. You know, I'm owed nothing. And, you know, my past results don't dictate what I do tomorrow. So, I mean, while I do feel that there's a lot of positive things to take from those events, you know, I've got to go earn whatever I get out of tomorrow. And the best way that I know to do that is kind of try to attack the day like I have the last three.
Tom, congratulations on a great round today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Just first of all, your thoughts on what seemed to be a more challenging day out there?
Yeah, didn't quite have it today. Even just starting at the first hole with that soft bogey, even though I had a pretty good drive. The course was obviously gettable. There was a lot of good scores out there, and obviously the quality of the chasing pack is obvious. You know, there was a lot of guys that shot good scores, and you know, there's a lot of guys in with a chance tomorrow. You know, I'm still tied for the best score going into tomorrow, so I can't forget that. But I do know I'm going to have to be better if I want to have a chance to win.
Did you always think it was going to not be as straightforward as it was?
Yeah, of course. Like there's a long way to go. This golf course has a way of, you know, when you're not quite feeling it, you know, you struggle and you have to dig deep. And I felt like I did that on the front nine and made a lot of good par saves. Missed a couple of chances on 8 and 9, but then I thought I turned around with the birdie on 10. And then I felt like I had a pretty good second shot on 11. It just drifted on the wind a little bit and went in the water, and you know, those two holes weren't great. But again, I felt like I bounced back pretty well with the birdies on 14 and 15. It would have been nice to play those last few holes and not make that bogey on 17, but you know, I still have a great chance. I'm in the final group, and I just need to go to the range and try to figure it out a little bit.
Is there something similar to last year in a way that, you know, you pressed the reset button after 72 holes, went back to the 18th tee, and Harry told you you would have taken this position on Thursday, tied for the lead going into the final round?
Yeah, absolutely. There is that. I mean, I have to look at the positives, even though there isn't that many to take today. But I did, you know, I did bounce back. I hit some good shots coming in. But yeah, I still, like, I'm in a great position. You know, I just know I need to be better tomorrow to have a chance.
You said last year that to win majors, you have to be willing to put yourself out there to be heartbroken and all those kinds of things. I understand what that means as a concept. What does it mean in the context of playing a round of golf? Like, how are you doing
How are you thinking about that? What is that like emotionally?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that means staying aggressive, staying committed, taking shots on even if you are uncomfortable with them. I think that's really what I'm trying to get at. It's just having trust in yourself and commitment that you're going to make the swing that you want to make. I didn't always do that today, but I still felt like I stayed committed to what I was doing, which is a good thing.
Rory, sort of follow on from that, but you said last night how you want to keep the foot to the gas, not get tentative or guidey. Was there any point today when it did sort of tighten up a bit? You looked up at the leaderboard and thought, is it getting a bit close here?
Not really. Maybe 12 tee shot and 13 tee shot. Maybe your garden against going left there. But then apart from that, you know, I had a good drive on 14, a good drive on 15, not a great drive on 17, but a good drive at the last. So I kept committing to trying to make good swings. And, but yeah, there was probably a little, you know, when I made the double at 11, I probably got a little bit, you know, a little bit uneasy on 12 and 13, which I think is understandable. But I, you know, as I said, I bounced back well with the birdies on 14 and 15.
At what point today did you feel like you didn't have it?
I don't know if there was any point. I mean, I hit some quality shots, but then I hit some poor ones. You know, the iron swing on the sixth hole, missing that green left. You know, the iron swing on 12, missing that green left. There was just a couple where I had maybe awkward numbers or you know, trying to take a little bit off, and, you know, I missed those ones left. So something to maybe go and work on tonight and again, try to figure that one out.
Was the approach on 11, when it landed, did you think you were okay?
I did, yeah, I did. Because when you can't really see how far back I was. You couldn't really see where the ball was landing, the front of the green, but I thought I'd landed it far enough that it would land on the flat and stay there, but I guess it was coming in with quite a bit of draw spin, so yeah, I could see how I could get in the water.
Rory, you talk about continuing to commit to shots. That second shot on 15, there's obviously not a lot of room for error. Is that, yep, that one that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's always a shot that I've been comfortable with. I can hit it higher than most players, so I feel like I can stop that one on the green pretty easily, and I've got some good memories on that hole over the past 12 months, so that was a good one. Yeah, even like, you know, two good shots into the last, didn't convert the birdie, but you know, I still kept swinging as I say.
Rory, do you feel like you did a good job of just at least trying to figure out the physical part and not worrying so much about the stakes and just trying to get?
Yeah, I did. I kept just thinking, you know, I was, you know, I dropped to 2 over for the day after 12, and I was like, if I can just shoot even par one or even under par, that would be great. Didn't quite get there, but yeah, I stuck to focusing on myself, which is the main thing.
Rory, what's the biggest difference going into the final round this year compared to last year?
You know, I'd like to think that I'll play a little bit freer, and I'll play, you know, play like I've already got a green jacket, which I do. Sometimes I maybe just have to remind myself of that. But and I think as well that the stakes in terms of like the pairing will be just a little bit easier, and you know, the atmosphere out there will be a little bit easier. So so yeah, I'm not worried about that at all. I, you know, I wish I was a few shots better off, but you know, I'm comfortable. I played with Cam the first 2 days, playing with him again tomorrow, and I think it's a comfortable group for both of us.
Rory, this leftness, was it showing up on the range, and what do you think's causing
it? I think a couple of them were because of the lies that I had. You know, the ball was above my feet quite a bit. But yeah, you know, I was trying to hit a draw into the pin on the sixth hole, and I just overdid it. And then on 12, I had a bit of an awkward yardage. I was trying to hit like a three-quarter held wedge and just body stopped and went left on me. But everything else, I think for me, it's just about keeping my lower body moving. If I can just get my lower body moving through impact, then that should that should sort of fix it, but I'm going to go and hit a few balls here on the range just to try to neutralize the ball flight a bit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. There it is. You heard it. Cam Young, Roy McIlroy. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. Tonight's going to be a big night because it's going to be a late dinner and a lot of fun with a lot of friends in Augusta. But what do you think? Who's going to win this thing? Is it going to be Sam Burns, who put on a performance today unlike any other? Great performance. Is it going to be Cam Young? The Players to the Masters. McIlroy did that same thing last year. Dunno. Shane Lowry could jump up there and do something crazy. And then again, there is Justin Rose. So, for the team at Golf Talk America, for the PXG sponsorship of this show and their support, thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. And, wow, get ready. Egg salad, pimento cheese, let's go. It's the final round of the Masters tomorrow. I can't be more excited. See you, boys and girls.